as we are now just 52 hours and change away from kickoff of Super Bowl 59. All of us here are super excited, not only because the Birds are getting set for their second Super Bowl in 3 years, but also because we have a very special guest here to help break it all down. So joining us now is Philadelphia Inquirer columnist, co-host on 94 WIP, and author, Mr. Mike Sielski. How you doing today, Mike?
Doing great, Jordan. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing great.
We're definitely doing well. I mean, our team's going to the Super Bowl second time in 3 years. We're all super excited over here. And I just want to start off by asking you, we remember how this season started, right? 2-2. It seemed like the sky was falling at the bye week to some people. Mm-hmm. What would you have said if we told you at the beginning of this season that this team would end up in the Super Bowl?
Well, at the beginning of the season, I would have said that was a possibility. Maybe not quite a likelihood, but certainly something that could happen. I thought those odds had decreased after the first 4 weeks when they were 2-2, as you said, and I really thought that they had gone down even after that victory over the Cleveland Browns, after their first game coming back off the bye, because they struggled to beat a terrible team, and Nick Sirianni was yelling at fans in the stands, and he was bringing his kids to a post-game press conference, and it just was not a great look, and it didn't feel like a really great situation for the Eagles. But to their credit, they righted themselves. They figured out that they have the best running back in the NFL and the best offensive line in the NFL, and the best thing to do when you have those two qualities is to ride them as much as you can, and they got the defense figured out, and here they are, and they have a terrific shot to win on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They definitely have the defense figured out, being the number one defense, and also limiting some really big teams in, like, the Bengals, the Rams, the Ravens, just to name a couple. But how do you think that they will match up with this Chiefs offense compared to those?
Well, I think from a personnel standpoint, Katie, the Eagles match up pretty well against just about anybody. And I know that there's been a lot of attention paid this week to the fact that Patrick Mahomes, in his career, has a very good record, an outstanding record against defenses overseen by Vic Fangio. Mm-hmm. But I also think that you have to take some of the context of that into consideration, the fact that Fangio was coaching some teams that weren't very good compared to the Kansas City Chiefs, that really couldn't stack up. And I think that there's a different situation here because of the talent the Eagles have on defense and the depth they have on defense. Look, this comes down to Mahomes. It comes down to Mahomes and I think Travis Kelce. That is the potential problem here for the Eagles defense. Those two players seem to be able to communicate almost telepathically. They know where the other one is going to be on the field at all times. And that will be a challenge covering Travis Kelce. But, you know, and look, whenever you face Patrick Mahomes, it's like back in the day, a basketball, an NBA team saying, well, if we just get Michael Jordan to shoot a lot of jump shots, we should be okay. And then you play the game and Michael Jordan hits 6 3-pointers in the first quarter. And so that's who Mahomes is. And so it is definitely possible that the Eagles plan everything correctly, execute everything correctly, and just Patrick Mahomes is better than they are.
Yeah, and knowing that, I mean, obviously, Mahomes, Kelce, and pretty much their whole defensive line is definitely something to, you know, not bat an eye at. So, with knowing that, what is kind of that one thing that the Eagles absolutely have to eliminate to walk away New Orleans as champions?
Turnovers. Mm-hmm. When they don't turn the ball over, they win.
Yep.
It's that simple. And that's been Jalen Hurts' best attribute all season. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion and controversy and some complaining within the locker room about the Eagles passing attack, about whether it's been dynamic enough. But the bottom line is, if they don't turn the ball over, they win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easy to look past a few things here, guys. They haven't lost a game all season in which they've had Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Hurts for the entire game. They haven't lost when they've had those four guys.
That's crazy.
And they're going to have those four guys, presumably. So, you know, there's a natural tendency among people who have spent a lot of time around Philadelphia sports to look to the sky for the anvil that's about to fall on their heads. But I think that the Eagles are the better team.
Yeah.
And I expect them to win on Sunday.